Hey everybody, for Hannah Pensick, I'm James Triano. Thank you for listening to Win More Sales. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, please leave us a five-star rating and a comment. This helps us reach more people to hopefully help more people. Here's the podcast. Picture this. You've just completed what you think is a pretty effective discovery with your buyer. On the call, you really feel like you got to understanding how they are currently operating and where your product might fit into their organization. On top of that, you got some confirmation from your contact that something your solution does is exactly what their problem is. However, there are some loose ends that you need to understand before you think you can provide the most effective demo possible. There are some security questions that your buyer didn't know the answer to, and your buyer wanted to understand how you may support some unique use cases that you haven't heard before. You promised on the call that you'd follow up soon via email. When you have a few free moments later that day, you sit down to craft a quick email, and you realize that you're not really sure how to structure the email. You start to recap the conversation, covering everything you've discussed, questions from both sides, and then you ask for some time for your buyer stakeholders will be available for a demo. Before you know it, the email is three paragraphs. You're not sure if they will read everything, but you hit send anyway and hope you've been able to get your point across enough to get this deal moving forward in a positive direction. The topic today is having a plan for your recap emails, putting together a repeatable structure that works. Why is this important? Recap emails can be an effective way to highlight important topics from a recent call to keep them top of mind for your buyer. However, when done incorrectly, they can be confusing and irrelevant. So how do we do this? The first thing is have a plan for your recap emails. What is the goal? Communicating information about your meeting is one goal, obviously, but what else are you hoping to accomplish with this email? Is it the ability to reach other members of the organization? Is it to drive a timeline and deal velocity? Is it to make sure some items stay top of mind with your champions? Could it be all the above? These goals will help understand what to include and how to include your information.
Yeah, great point. One of my favorite topics and something that's super easy to implement and effective is using bullets. So nobody wants to read a novel. We don't as buyers ourselves when we go through buying processes. And I don't really ever recommend writing paragraphs in an email to a customer ever, but especially not in a recap email. So think through the data points that you want to highlight and bullet them out. This makes it really, really easy for your customers to digest that information. And it's also pretty critical to include recapped information from the last call and then next steps under different headers. So they're separate and cleanly distinct. So one of my favorite practices that I'm implemented for recap emails, James, actually, when we worked together, when I reported to you, this was one of the most effective changes I made to recap emails. And that was distinguishing who is going to do what under next step. So actually giving direction, Hannah from XYZ company, me, is in charge of doing XYZ, Mr. Customer, this is what you agreed to do. So it's really clear as far as who's going to be doing what. Love that move.
Yeah, totally. And that's actually something that I learned in a different type of role at an organization. So I actually, little background, I started out in customer support and I worked in professional services after that. And that's a trick I actually picked up from my professional services team. So people that were mentoring me in that part of the organization, that's how they were sending emails, recap emails, after calls for professional services, which can be much more technical, much more process oriented. And I've taken that information forward with me in sales, because I think that similar goals are needed when you're talking about driving deal velocity, driving timelines, which are things we always want to do in sales. The concepts are great across both job functions. So finally, The last thing is, don't use statements like, let me know if you have any questions. Instead, use, please let me know if I've missed anything, and use it at the front of the email rather than the end. So we don't want to leave these emails open-ended. We want to address, hey, look, if I missed anything, please let me know. I'm about to include everything below. Let me know if I missed anything. You don't want to run through a whole email with your strong bullet points, next step, who owns what, and then say, let me know if you have any questions, because they're not going to... If you've included everything, first of all, if you've included everything that you should, they probably won't have any questions. And it's just not a best practice anyway in an email to use the statement, let me know if you have any questions. So we're just including it here as just a blanket. You'll probably hear that again from us in the future. That's just, in general, a no-no.
Let me know if you have any questions is probably the most used and most improperly used phrase that sellers use, period. I see it on every single recap email. And yeah, we'll probably get into it more in a different episode. I feel like we should do more
episodes on email. I thought we talked about it in follow-up emails. Like we said, let me know if you have any questions or something, and keeping it open-ended.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea. And it's also not a good idea here. So just keep it out. Another reminder. There you go. Anna, what are some final thoughts on the topic of recap emails?
Yeah, so don't use recap email to pitch or sell. An easy way to get your recap email deleted or filed away without being read is if you send a novel, and novel emails develop when you start adding unnecessary fluff that you think is important to include. But the recap email, it just isn't the time or place for it. So ties back to our coaching tip of having a plan. Recap emails, when they're used properly, like we discussed here, they can be used to your advantage to drive a deal forward, but they need to be focused and concise. So
totally. And totally. One more thing from me. Something that I've done in my career, and again, this started in a professional services role, you can if you use Gmail or something, you can make email templates that you have saved, and your recap email can be templated out with the bullet points and everything, next step, so you don't forget any of this. And you can just fill the blanks every time you have a call, and it works really well to do that. So Hannah, appreciate your thoughts on this. I hope everybody enjoyed our thoughts on recap emails. Let us know what you think. Thank you for listening to Win More Sales. For Hannah Pensick, I'm James Troiano. Talk to you next time.